It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. On our Columbia River ship schedule today, we have 4 inbound vessels, 2 outbounders, and 5 at anchor off Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, we have another storm system sending a front into our waters today. Weaker systems will affect our waters later in the week, so we do continue to have a little bit of a turbulent weather pattern happening. Small craft advisory in effect through late tonight. The forecast for today, the marine weather forecast, southeast winds 20 to 25 knots, gusting to 30. Wind waves from the southeast, 7 feet at 7 seconds apart. West swells 3 feet at 12 seconds. Rain in the morning, then showers, and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. And today we're going to be talking about a missing person from a ship upriver, and whether that person went overboard, and if so, what might have happened to them in the river. It can be a very dangerous place to be in the water here because of currents, especially in certain places upriver. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Our first inbounder is the UBC Tarragona. She's arriving from China, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage upriver. She is actually going to the port of Portland, and she's carrying containers, but she's not a container ship per se. A container ship is a vessel that is designed pretty much solely to carry containers. The UBC Tarragona is what is known as a general cargo ship, and she can carry lots of different kinds of cargo. We saw a ship like this coming in the other day that had containers on deck, and in the middle of all that was a tugboat that was being delivered to Vancouver. So on a general cargo ship, you can have all different kinds of cargo. And in the global supply crunch, ships have been repurposed to carry containers to help relieve that container crunch situation. So the UBC Tarragona will be passing Astoria around 9:30 a.m. Look for her in Vancouver about 3:30 p.m. Next inbound is the BBG Dream, arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's going to be going upriver to Calama eventually to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She'll stop in Astoria's anchorage around 11:30 a.m. The Bow Run is our next inbounder, arriving from San Francisco, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat upriver eventually, but she'll arrive in Astoria's anchorage around 7:30 p.m. The ATB rig, the Vision, the articulated tug and barge rig, the Vision, is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland, refined petroleum there. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 1:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. In our outbounders, we have another ATB, the Corpus Christi, leaving Portland, I believe refined petroleum there too, leaving around 3:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9:30 p.m. An ATB rig is one in which there's a tug and a barge specifically designed so that the tug fits into a notch in the rear of the barge, and together they travel as a unit. And if you glance at one, you might see it could look a lot like a ship until you look closely. So it's kind of a newer development in tug and barge technology. The Green Gem is leaving Longview. She's a bulk carrier with soda ash on board, leaving around 6 p.m. That could put her past Astoria outbound around 9:30 p.m. And in our Astoria anchorage, we have 5 ships, and they're all awaiting orders, but I know what their cargoes will be, so let me tell you that. The CL Iris will be going upriver eventually to pick up logs at Longview. The Smyrni is going to be going upriver to pick up wheat. The Chrissa K will be heading up to Calama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She could be loading some of those cargoes in different cargo holds because the cargo holds are separate compartments on ships like that. The Daria Locke is awaiting orders. Also, she's in the Rice Island anchorage a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point on the north side of the ship channel. And she'll be going upriver to pick up wheat eventually. The Super Luna is awaiting orders. She also is going to Calama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. So you can see that 4 out of our 5 waiting ships could potentially be loading wheat upriver, and that's pretty typical. We load an awful lot of wheat here. It's probably the number one bulk cargo, lots and lots of wheat going out of the Columbia River to other parts of the world. So that's one of the Columbia River's signature cargoes is wheat, and we see a lot of those ships coming and going here on the river. Most of our ships that are awaiting orders here, like the ones in the Astoria anchorage, do not have cargo on board, so they're sitting light in the water. And if you look at them, you can see they're dull red bottom paint showing. When they come downriver loaded, they're sitting much further down in the water. That gives them much more stability at sea, and it is the way they are designed to travel full of cargo on board. While ships in the Astoria anchorage tend to sit there light without cargo on board, ships at other anchorages upriver do sit there with cargo on board, waiting for their turn to leave. If you'd like to take another look at the ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with podcasts of the Ship Report and other information that I hope you enjoy. One thing about water safety here on the river that isn't talked about much is the capacity for currents to pull people under. That may have been what happened here in this local story. This was reported by KATU News in Portland on Friday. Longview, Washington. U.S. Coast Guard crews searched throughout the day on Friday for a man who was reported missing from a cargo ship in the Columbia River. A spokesperson for the Coast Guard said the cargo ship was leaving Portland early Friday morning when the man, a foreign national, didn't report for duty. They noticed he was missing when the ship was near Crims Island. That's an anchorage area downriver from Longview. There were no cameras at the dock, so authorities can't confirm if he returned to the carrier Thursday night, the spokesperson told KATU. Coast Guard officials said rescue crews saturated the area and searched for the man from the water, land, and air. At about 5:30 p.m., the Coast Guard said it had suspended the search. The incident is now considered a missing persons case, and local and other government agencies will continue to monitor the situation. That's according to the U.S. Coast Guard. So while this story and other tweets that appeared with it on their website seem to indicate that this person was considered overboard, it's also not clear whether they left the ship while it was at the dock, so the story doesn't really make that clear. In any case, it's not a good scenario. Some places on the river, it's really bad to try and swim. Longview is a good example for that. I'm not completely sure about the waters in Portland, but I know that the Coast Guard advises people to wear life jackets when they're swimming in the river here. Mariners I've interviewed have told me stories about the heavy currents off Longview, at least, for instance, and the tendency for the currents there and in other places on the river to pull people under, people and objects underwater. So anyone who's not wearing a life jacket or a PFD of some kind could be in trouble very quickly there. This has happened before when it was known that a crew member did go overboard in the river and they were never found. Now, if the person is on land, of course, being a foreign national, they may not have the proper paperwork, visas, etc., to be able to move freely here on land without being detected eventually. I can only wonder what motivated someone to take this severe risk. Conditions on board some ships are not ideal, and mariners are under a lot of stress these days for many reasons. So I wish this person well, whatever's happening. If he jumped overboard to get off the ship, I hope that he's still alive. But sometimes when people do get pulled under by river currents here, their bodies are never found. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Ryout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.